My name is Rob Ripshin. I'm the Division Marketing Manager at John Deere Seeding. And what I'd like to talk to you today is a little bit about our planter features and new machines that we have in the marketplace. So as you look at a grower's operation, what we try to figure out is how do we provide them value. You can do that through productivity, you can do that through wider working widths, but you can also do that through technology. And I'd like to talk about how those two paired together can give the grower the ultimate planting solution. A little bit about John Deere Seeding. We manufacture row crop planters in Moline, Illinois, from 4 rows up to 32 rows, and then also manufacture in Payton, Iowa, with a joint agreement with Bauer Manufacturing to build 24 rows up to 48 rows. So manufacture planters in a couple of areas. Majority of the market is throughout the upper Midwest. We manufacture integral planters, so three-point type planters, similar to what you see on the slide here, as well as drawn planters. And I think what's most amazing to me from a product line standpoint is not only do we range from 4 rows to 48 rows, but we also start out at 15-inch planters, 20-inch planters, 22-inch planters, 30-inch planters, 36-inch planters, 38-inch planters, and 40-inch planters. So a wide range of both working widths and row spacings. And it really varies across the U.S. what the grower wants or needs for their particular operation. So probably the newest product to our planter line is the DB120. Again, the frame itself is manufactured by Bauer Manufacturing in Payton, Iowa, assembled, but it's 48 row units, 30-inch centers, and 120-foot wide. And the planter itself, the picture doesn't do it justice to actually how big it is. It would spread more than the width of this room in the field. So it's just flat amazing how long and wide this planter is. It's 33% larger than the DB90 that we introduced over 5 years ago. So it's a little less than a 33% increase in productivity for the growers in the field. And it's a natural next step. You know, our 4930 sprayers have 120-foot booms, so it's a natural fit to that. It's a multiple of 12, so a 12-row corn head will match up nicely. So it's a good fit for the grower's operation. Some of the basics about the planter: it is a 5-section frame, so it flexes in 5 different points. The outer 4-row units on each side flat fold over, and then it's a front fold frame design. So it transports at 14 foot 8 inches wide. So actually, you know, 120 feet down to 14 foot 8 inches wide going down the road. Now, you do have a semi-trailer behind you when that's all folded forward, but it does give a nice narrow transport width given the working width that it provides. And you'll plant somewhere between 90 and 100 acres an hour. So to put that in perspective, in a 10 to 12 hour day, you can plant 2 sections of ground, over 1,200 acres in a day's time. But for the growers that will use a planter along these lines, you know, they're farming somewhere between 8 and 15,000 acres of corn. Most growers will tell you they want to get their corn in the ground in less than 10 days' time. And so they'll capitalize their planter to do so. Another advantage of going wider rather than adding additional planters and tractors is you eliminate the tractor, you eliminate an additional operator. So a grower certainly could use 2 60-foot planters to get the same level of productivity, but you eliminate the tractor, you eliminate the driver. The machine, from a base configuration standpoint, comes standard with CCS and Refuge Plus. That gives you 125 bushel of seed capacity for the planter. You'll plant somewhere between 2.5 and 3 hours before needing to refill. Variable rate drive and row command are also standard. I'll talk about those two features here in a little bit. Seed Star 2 monitoring, was our upgraded monitoring system that was introduced last summer. Gives the growers a good interface in the cab, control the majority of the features on the planter from the seat of the tractor. That pneumatic downforce is also standard equipment on this planter. Rubber tire closing, walking gauge wheels, and probably the main thing or the first thing that growers ask is, where's the markers? There's no markers. A, we didn't want to design a 60-foot marker, so we'll start there. But gives the growers, through the use of AutoTrac and our IMS components, the ability to get the guest row in the right place. We've seen a lot of growers migrate to RTK. That gives them the sub-inch accuracy, and it's just a natural fit. So I think what the impression that I'd like to leave you with is it is a big planter. It's a wide planter. But not only is it big, it's high-tech. There's a lot of high-tech features associated with the planter. And really it's the technology that's allowed us to take that next step in planter working with. If auto guidance wasn't available, you probably wouldn't see a 120-foot planter. If row command wasn't in the marketplace where we can shut off individual row units automatically, you probably wouldn't see a 120-foot planter. So it's really the technology that enables us to take that next step in planter productivity. Optional equipment, we do offer scrapers on the row unit as well as row tillage options, whether it's coulters or row cleaners. Also an option is central insecticide. Central insecticide was the small yellow cabinet on the back of the planter that you saw earlier, but it combines central seed with a central place to load insecticide. So it is uses Force CS, which is the liquid version of Force 3G, the leading granular insecticide in the marketplace, manufactured by Syngenta. Basically takes the liquid from the cabinet, combines it with water on the tongue of the planter, uses a pump and valve assembly then to mix that chemical and water together and then push it out to the row units. So it gives you the convenience of a liquid with the efficacy of a granular. And it's been well accepted in the marketplace today. Tanks on the drawbar is an option. So if you don't need an insecticide, you can put tanks up there for fertilizer. Also, you have an option of seed disc. Primarily, this is going to be a corn planter, but growers will plant soybeans with it as well. From corn disc, we offer a ProMax 40, our flat disc, as well as our traditional cell disc, standard corn and small corn disc, as well as a soybean disc that's available. And then from a four-wheel drive standpoint, and from a tractor compatibility standpoint, the planter requires a 9,030 wheeled tractor, needs a Category 5 drawbar and our ag high-flow hydraulics package on the planter. So that's from a tractor requirement standpoint, that's what's needed. You won't pull it with an 8,000 series tractor. So a little bit more detail on some of those technology features that I spoke of. Row Command is our electric clutch on-off solution tied into your GPS. So as you enter a point row or a waterway, it shuts the row unit off, a very prominent feature that seems to be in high demand. It's probably the easiest feature we have to sell because growers will convince themselves that it's a quick payback, an easy payback on the solution. Most growers will tell you they'll save about 6% of their seed cost annually with this solution, and that's the smaller portion of the economic value. The larger economic value is the fact that you're eliminating the double planting of corn and you eliminate the yield drag that's associated with that. And they see that in their fields and the combines as they're harvesting every fall. Pneumatic downforce, I also mentioned, was standard equipment. Pneumatic downforce replaces our heavy-duty downforce springs. And so, again, imagine 48 row units wider than this room and adjusting mechanical springs on each one of those row units. You can do this from the seat of the tractor cab. Works in an airbag, gives you consistent downforce across the row unit, a feature that we've had in our line for a number of years. But when it's a planter this wide, it only makes sense to make it standard equipment. Refuge Plus is our solution to meet the refuge requirements out in the industry today. You can route that 25 bushel front tank on the on the planter to 20% of the rows, whichever rows you want across the 48 row units, and then use the 100 bushels that is behind it for the other 80% of the planter. And finally, variable rate drive. So you eliminate mechanical drives and a tire on the wheel to control population, allows you to adjust population from the tractor cab, also allows growers, if they are variable rate planting or want to write a prescription for their fields in the winter months, you can plug that prescription into the AMS system, and then it will automatically control your seed rates as you go across the field. So another key technological advance that allows you to work with larger planters. It list priced is $345,000. As far as market potential, it certainly is a limited market. It's not a planter for every grower. I would tell you, though, we would make that same comment 5 years ago when we introduced the DB90. So it's not a huge market. But it's a market that we want to lead with, and it's a group of growers that we want to be associated with. It's the growers that are adding acres. They're large volume customers. They're key customers for us as a company, and so that's why we feel it's key to provide them those solutions.